KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Listen to these comments from satisfied Detter customers.
Kent Ingerslib is my name. I live in Elkhorn, Iowa.
Okay, Kent, tell me a little bit about your Detter experience.
Yeah, I just like their service department. That's number one. Julie and Tom are as good as you'll ever get as far as helping you with anything or questions you have. And the sales department is awesome. I like Elvis and Rick Weiss because they're more on my speed than going to a big dealership and having to go through all the crap they put you through. I'm a no-nonsense guy when it comes to buying a truck or a vehicle. They handle that very well, so I guess that's why I like doing business down there. They got me the bottom line, and basically we talked about it, and that was it.
Okay, so overall, when you go to Detter's and discover the Detter difference, you would rate it very high.
Yes, I would.
So if you could tell everybody else why they need to go to Detter's, how would you say that?
Just say it's a good place to go for no nonsense. Like Julie says, treat you like your grandmother.
And taking a look at sports here, starting off with high school action over the weekend. On Saturday, Harlan hosted a cross-country invitational. And in the girls' race, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 57 points. Atlantic came in as runner-up with 65, followed by Denison, Harlan, and Abraham Lincoln there, the top five. Individually, Reagan Anderson of Denison was the champion with a time of 19:44.68. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills came in second at 20:12.62. Heidi Hall of HSTW was third. Taylor McCready of Atlantic came in fourth. And Alexis Post of Riverside was fifth there in that race. On the boys' side, it was Thomas Jefferson winning with 58 team points. Glenwood came in second with 82, followed by Lewis Central, Harlan, and Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic was seventh overall in the team standings. Individually, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the champion with a time of 17:40.01. Dalton Fisher of HSTW was runner-up with a time of 17:53.93, and Jalen Peterson of Atlantic came in third. His time was 17:59.02. Parson Covington of Glenwood was fourth, and Leo Garrigan of St. Albert came in fifth. Also on Saturday in high school volleyball play, lots of tournaments around the area, and Atlantic was the champion in the Southwest Valley Tournament as they picked up a couple of wins in pool play over Lennox and over AHSTW, and then moved on to the semifinals and defeated Southwest Valley, and it was Cam defeating Exira EHK in the other semi. The third place match was Southwest Valley beating Exira EHK, and in the championship, Atlantic took the win over Cam, 24-26, 25-18, and 15-7. The final there is Atlantic wins that title. Also at the Border Volleyball Tournament in Tabor, it was Sydney leading the way with three wins during pool play. And then they went on to take the championship, win over Griswold in the championship, 21-12, 21-11. The consolation went to Fremont Mills as they defeated East Atchison, Missouri. At the Sioux City East Tournament, it was Abraham Lincoln going 3-2 there at that tourney. And Lewis Central went 4-1. It was Bishop Heelan picking up a couple of wins as well over Abraham Lincoln and Lewis Central at that tourney. At Unity Christian Tournament, it was a fifth-place finish for Kemper Catholic as they defeated Red Oak in that fifth-place match, 21-9 and 21-16. Semifinals went to Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 21-15, 21-19 win over Sioux Falls Christian. And in the championship, Sergeant Bluff Luton defeated Unity Christian, 21-8 and 21-19 there as a strong tournament there at that Unity Christian tourney. Moving on to sports here over on the radio over the weekend. Yesterday, we had a game for you here as the Kansas City Chiefs went out on the West Coast and defeated the L.A. Chargers. Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes in the first 9.5 minutes against what used to be his hometown team. Terrence Mitchell had two interceptions, and rookie Kareem Hunt scored on a 69-yard run to seal the Chiefs' 24-10 victory over the L.A. Chargers. The Chiefs beat the Chargers for the seventh straight time and have won 12 straight AFC West games. Los Angeles' Phillip Rivers threw three interceptions, and the Chargers fell to 0-3 in their first season playing in the 27,000-seat StubHub Center after moving from San Diego. After a quick start, the Chiefs held on through a defensive struggle in the second half. They got two huge plays in the closing minutes, Justin Houston's sack of Rivers and then Hunt's sensational run when he cut back against the flow and raced 69 yards down the left sideline with 1:49 left. The rookie finished with 172 yards on 17 carries. The Chiefs next will return home to host the Washington Redskins a week from tonight on Monday Night Football. The Chargers will host the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday. In other NFL games yesterday, Jordan Howard has led the Chicago Bears to their first win in 9 September games over 3 seasons under coach John Fox. Howard had 138 of Chicago's 220 yards rushing and scored the winning touchdown in overtime to give the Bears a 23-17 triumph over the Steelers. He raced 19 yards for the game-ending touchdown, 7:33 into the extra period, after rookie Tariq Cohen initially appeared to score on a 73-yard burst. Cohen was ruled out of bounds at the Pittsburgh 37, but Howard's run dropped the Steelers' all-time record in Chicago to 1-13. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 235 yards and a touchdown for the 2-1 Steelers. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins completed 25 of his 30 passes for 365 yards and 3 touchdowns in an impressive 27-10 triumph over the Raiders. Aaron Rodgers' 72-yard pass to Geronimo Allison set up Mason Crosby's 26-yard field goal in overtime to lift the Packers past the Bengals 27-24. The Patriots pulled out a 36-33 win over the Texans on Tom Brady's 25-yard scoring strike to Brandon Cooks with 23 seconds left. The Vikings got a nice performance from their backup quarterback Case Keenum as he passed for a career-high 369 yards and 3 TDs without a turnover in a 34-17 verdict over the Buccaneers. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson passed for 373 yards and 4 TDs, but the Titans trumped that by scoring 21 straight points to beat the Seahawks 33-27. Jake Elliott drilled a 61-yard field goal as time expired to give the Eagles a 27-24 victory over the Giants. Blake Bortles threw for 3 of his 4 touchdown passes to tight end Mercedes Lewis, and the Jaguars routed the Ravens 44-7 in London. Drew Brees passed for 220 yards and 3 scores as the Saints defeated the previously unbeaten Panthers 34-13. Also, it was the Dolphins getting Josh McCown heave a 69-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson, and the Jets stifled Jay Cutler and the Dolphins to a 20-6 victory. Tyrod Taylor threw 2 touchdowns, and the Bills intercepted Trevor Siemian twice in the final 19 minutes of a 26-16 victory over the Broncos. Jacoby Brissett ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another as the Colts outlasted the Browns 31-28, and the Falcons were able to celebrate a 30-26 win over the Lions after Matthew Stafford's pass to Golden Tate in the final seconds was ruled to be just short of the goal line. In baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals stumbled against the Pirates for the second straight day, allowing home runs to Starling Marte and rookie Jordan Luplo in a stinging 4-1 loss to Pittsburgh. St. Louis began the day 1.5 games behind Colorado from the NL Second Wild Card. With the score 1-1, Pat Bostic singled against Sungwon Ho, and leading off the fifth, and Marte followed with his 7th home run. Luplo went deep in an inning later off of Brett Cecil. Matt Carpenter hit his 22nd home run for St. Louis in the game. Interleague play, it was Boston over Cincinnati 5-4, and that's a look at some baseball for you from yesterday. And the latest AP Top 25 college football poll out, Alabama still top-ranked, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, and USC. They're the top 5 staying the same. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.